President Robert Mugabe publicly dressed down information czar Jonathan Moyo Friday, accusing him of working to destroy ZANU-PF from within. Mr. Mugabe made the attack while addressing mourners at the home of the late national hero Nathan Shamyarira, who was buried Saturday. In another veiled attack on Moyo at the National Heroes Acre, President Mugabe said ZANU-PF now has caught weevils in our midst and urged the party to take care of these weevils. Party Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa is alleged to have gone a step further on Sunday, urging Mr. Mugabe to expel caught weevils and told party youths to spray gamma tox or pesticide to destroy the weevils. Efforts to get a comment from Mutasa were futile as he did not answer his mobile phone. Political analyst and board member of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, Gladys Chachwayo, says she is greatly concerned by the language being used by ZANU-PF top brass to describe Moyo as it borders on hate speech.
The use of derogatory language, you know, by our political leaders is really an unfortunate development because it incites violence. It mobilizes supporters of the different factions, the different political parties to actually fight against each other, and it must not be condoned. It is bad.
Party sources say Moyo's troubles began Thursday when Politburo members sympathetic to Mrs. Mujuru attacked him in a meeting for allegedly being sympathetic to the Mnangagwa faction. Political analyst and editor of the Zimbabwe Independent newspaper, Dumisani Muleya, says the elective Congress in December has heightened tensions within ZANU-PF.
It's quite clear that Mugabe is frustrated by what Moyo has been doing, Moyo's activities in relation to the media, in relation to the politics of ZANU-PF, in the context of Congress. He is very frustrated by what he's doing. And why is he frustrated now when he brought him back in the first place after losing election? It's because the faction led by Vice President Joyce Mujuru has been complaining publicly and privately about Moyo's activities, how he has been controlling the media in their view to attack them.
Mulea's sentiments are also echoed by Australian-based former student activist Tapera Kapuya. But for years, the relationship between Moyo and Mr. Mugabe has been on again and off again. Moyo has fallen in and out of favor with his boss since first becoming information minister. He was sacked in 2005 after deciding to run as an independent candidate. Moyo was also accused of taking part in the so-called Cholocho meeting. The Cholocho meeting was held on November 18, 2004, apparently to block Vice President Joyce Mujuru's ascendancy to a current position. Mujuru, in the camp led by her late husband, retired Army Commander General Solomon Mujuru, only won after Mugabe's intervention. Mnangagwa had allegedly tried to outmaneuver her to no avail. Mnangagwa and Mujuru's camps have been locked in a bitter power struggle, more so in the run-up to ZANU-PF's Congress in December 2004. Muleya says at critical moments, Mr. Mugabe sides with Mujuru.
Mugabe has had to do what he usually does when faced with such a situation. His default position is always to end up supporting Mai Mujuru, and this is what he has done again. It has happened before in 2004, it happened in 2009, it happened during the district coordinating committee elections, it happened during the provincial elections, and of course it happened last week in the Politburo on Wednesday. So it's a manifestation of how Mugabe is trying to manage the internal ZANU-PF factionalism, but he is always choosing a side, and he's chosen a side that he has always stood with all the time because of the Congress that is coming in December.
But does this mean a final chapter on the Moyo and ZANU-PF relationship has been written? Magaisa says Moyo has 9 lives and people must not write him off.
Well, Jonathan Moyo is the proverbial cat that has many lives. He seems to have had his low moments, but he has risen seemingly to the dead in the past. I think he is having a very low moment at the moment. It's a challenge. Look, we are in a situation where, you know, this outburst by President Mugabe, even though they have been rare in the past, we heard what he said about Masimiri Mbwa last year. He gave a very scathing attack on Masimiri Mbwa, only to rescind and almost apologize to Masimiri Mbwa a few months later. So I think Jonathan Moyo will look at this and say, perhaps this is the character and conduct of President Mugabe in his sunset years, and that he can ride the storm and get up from here. So I don't think that is the end yet. I would caution those who are celebrating from engaging in a premature celebration syndrome.
On the other hand, the Zimbabwe Mail newspaper reports that ZANU-PF member of parliament for Marundra Central, Reika Okonde, on Friday tore into his party, accusing it of fighting for political power while the economy is dying. But Kapuya says ZANU-PF is more interested in personal aggrandizement than national issues.
Yeah, I don't think the issues within ZANU-PF have got nothing to do with the economy. If anyone else has to be honest about the Zimbabwean economy, that it's geared towards the benefit of individuals within ZANU-PF. And over the past, since the emergence of the unity government, it's very clear we have been benefiting from the economy. I don't think anyone else who looks at ZANU-PF ever considers that the economy, when we talk about the Zimbabwean economy, we really mean ordinary Zimbabweans. The economy of Zimbabwe still remains benefiting those who are running ZANU-PF.
But when will all this friction in ZANU-PF end? Political analyst Jason Moyo, writing in the Mail and Guardian newspaper, summed it better. Moyo says the race to succeed Mugabe has, over recent years, provided entertainment and intrigue with its endless plots and subplots, shifting characters and scripts. But the long-running drama is getting a bit tedious, and even the keenest watchers now just want to skip to the end. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu.